this is amazingly ironic. Jesus has just said that someone here is going to hand me over to the ones that want to kill me. And as soon as they find out that they're not the betrayers, they lose the train of thought altogether and move on to which of them is going to be great. They should have been seized with horror at what was foretold, and instead they're on to themselves. We are all the greatest betrayers. Judas will be a betrayer of historic infamy. All the disciples would make that evident in the next few hours. Peter would make it evident when he would deny even knowing Jesus. But all of us, by our sin, are great betrayers of Jesus. And so the question really has to be, who's the greatest betrayer? And we could all say, well, I guess I'm tied with Judas, with Peter, with the other disciples for being the greatest betrayer. It is amazingly ironic.